We're back live in Studio C with, I think, this was the first today, music for ballet. And we have actually Paul Vasterling, who is a choreographer for Nashville Ballet. I guess that's your official title, is that?
I'm the artistic director, choreographer for this ballet.
Artistic director. Thank you very much for being here.
Thank you.
Music from Nashville Ballet's upcoming production of Sergei Prokofiev's Romeo and Juliet, a powerful and dramatic ballet. So we're going to be hearing Daniel Reinker on viola and Robert Marler on piano with selections from this ballet. Paul, give us a bit of what we're going to be hearing and why.
Well, it's the score, as you know, is a huge score, symphonic sound, scored for 14 brass and a lot of instruments. We're going to be doing an arrangement by Boris Skofsky for viola and piano. And the score, for me as a choreographer, is both a blessing and a curse. Prokofiev followed the Shakespeare very well, and it changes quite a lot rhythmically, melodically. And when you first encounter it as a choreographer, it's very difficult to, it's frightening because you don't know kind of where to go with it. But once you figure it out and you can sort of have the key to it, it goes really well. And the story is really told very well via the music. The first piece we're going to play is called The Arrival of the Guests. It's from Act One, and you can hear the guests traveling to the ball. It's all of the Capulet guests who are traveling to the ball of the Capulets, which, as you know, is Juliet's family. And then the second part of the music is Juliet's theme, and this theme comes throughout the whole ballet, represents Juliet, and this is Juliet with Lord Capulet, and then it reprises with the guests coming to the ball. Prokofiev used the leitmotif for all of the characters in the ballet. So all of it's represented, and they come back in many, many different ways and variations throughout the ballet. So here's The Arrival of the Guests.
Arrival of the Guests from Prokofiev's Romeo and Juliet, the opening scene, probably, of this production of Nashville Ballet's upcoming performances.
It comes very close to the opening of the act, the big ball scene. The second piece we're going to play, that Bob and Dan are going to play, is the famous balcony scene. Everybody probably has heard this. It starts out with the pas de deux of Romeo and Juliet, their first meeting outside of the balcony. And then, of course, it goes into Romeo solo, very athletic, and Romeo jumps around in his youth. He's jumping around and showing off for Juliet. And then Bob starts the actual pas de deux. Bob alone starts the pas de deux, and then Dan will come in where Juliet throws herself into Romeo's arms.
Very evocative music for the balcony scene, Prokofiev's music for his production of Romeo and Juliet, his score for Romeo and Juliet. Paul Vasterling is the artistic director of National Ballet. He's giving us some rundown on his production, the upcoming production by National Ballet. Let me also mention first that was Daniel Reinker playing viola and Bob Marler, Robert Marler on piano.
Next up, we're going to have Bob play solo a piece called Mercutio in the score. It's also from Act One. We're going, kind of going backwards in time a little in the score. This is actually called Mercutio, but I use it for a variation of Mercutio and Benvolio. And as you know, they are the good friends of Romeo, the Capulets. And they attend this formal ball of the Capulets where Juliet is coming out, and hence the meeting of Romeo and Juliet. But they kind of disrupt the festivities a little bit, telling jokes. And you can really hear this this joke telling and this disruption that Mercutio is doing in the solo. Ironically, Prokofiev uses the same music in the second act for the duel that leads to the death of Mercutio and sort of leads into the ballet into a whole different direction. So this is Mercutio.
Mercutio from Prokofiev's Romeo and Juliet. Paul Vasterling, can you say briefly how you work the music into the bodies of the dancers, how you choose to your creative process?
It's amazing process. It's really collaborative. What happens when we put the music on, the two of us start to work together. And, of course, there's an emotional direction you want to go. And, of course, with this ballet, there's a definite story. So we just start sort of experimenting. It's very much like a composer, you know, finding a three-note phrase that they like, and then you start to vary it. The difference is that you've got the dancer and this human being in front of you who actually kind of helps to drive the process of creating the steps. Mm-hmm. With Romeo and Juliet, we work a lot on characterization as well, and Prokofiev's music is very good at helping with that that task, because it is so very evocative of the story. I'm amazed at how well he followed the Shakespeare and how well he was able to do it. The next piece we're going to do is actually called Dance of the Girls with the Lilies, and ironically, this piece of music, when I was choreographing the ballet 4 years ago, when I first created it, I had to cut it. And because I had to choose, there was a time issue. So this is a little bit of extra music. And Bob, when Bob came to me, he played this. And I said, let's go for it. This is a lovely piece of music that also tells the story in a way.
Dance of the Girls with the Lilies. We should hurry along to the other pieces, I think.
Yeah, this next piece is Dan and Bobby, and it's Romeo and Juliet meet Friar Lawrence. So you hear their wedding, Romeo and Juliet's wedding, and then a theme later from the third act where Friar Lawrence gives Juliet the sleeping potion.
Thank you.
we're going to do is the Dance of the Knights at the Capulet's ball. So it's the, you'll hear the pomposity of the Capulets in it, and then Juliet enters, and then an episode with Paris at the end.
From Prokofiev's Romeo and Juliet, played by Daniel Reinker at viola and Robert Marler at piano, selections from the National Ballet's upcoming production. Thank you, Paul Vasterling, for having this time with us this morning live in Studio C. Paul is the artistic director and choreographer for National Ballet. And quickly, when are the performances?
The performances are this weekend, Friday, April 25th, 26th, 27th, 7:30 on Friday and Saturday, and 2 on Sunday.
Thanks very much, guys.
Thank you.
I'm Will Griffin. Our thanks to our engineer Tom Knox. He makes us sound good on the radio each week. And production assistant Ed Lambert for helping with the setup. Up next week, the Madrigal singers from the Nashville School of the Arts are here. Also.